Hey guys, say what's up. We are riding the calm before the storm, Hurricane Helene, and we're just going out for a stroll on a golf cart in the neighborhood. You guys having fun?
Yeah.
No school hurricane party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby one.
What?
It's a baby one.
Are you okay, Nati?
Call
911. It's a swamp right next to it. He's fine. That's Mr. Gaines.
No, he's creepy.
Yeah, he's creepy. Check out this wind. Tampa, Florida. Oldsmar, Florida. Hurricane Helene. The winds is nasty. Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here. I hope you are doing well. I am actually coming from you here at Hurricane Helene during the storm. It's late Thursday night, or I should say Friday morning. I like to do my podcast pre-recorded and obviously late at night when the kids are down and I can think and focus on what I'm going to say. Wanted to say thank you for subscribing to my channel on Rumble. You can go to Scriptures in Wall Street. Do not forget to like and subscribe on our channel. That helps us out with monetization. As you guys know, I pay for my own show production and everything, and it just helps. So continue to support us over there at Scriptures in Wall Street on Rumble. And you can follow us at Twitter as well, and I'd greatly appreciate that. Today's discussion, I wanted to just talk about the ruckus. There's a lot of ruckus going on. And, you know, I want to talk about P. Diddy. And some of, really, my listener, my audience is not really into the rap scene. But I want to, I'll get to the charts and I'll actually get to some other things as well that I have on my chest. But I find this very interesting. Because at the end of the day, with the discussion around the black Jeffrey Epstein, call it whatever you want to call it, the guy is disgusting. Not only that, he's a murderer, allegedly, right? So if you go on YouTube and you see all these documentaries that are coming out from the writings of Kim Porter, his ex-partner, ex-girlfriend, I don't know if they got married. However, they had kids. And long story short, the guy literally likes butt sex. He is gay, and he would just film people empowering himself, just having butt sex with these big name celebrities and recording them, whether they knew it or not, or hidden cameras. And he would use it to blackmail them, get them all drunk on drugs, and he would have threesomes, just nasty orgies in his home with drugs. There's jokes around with baby oil because I guess he uses baby oil and his sex capades or his orgies, whatever the scenario is, right? So I don't want to get into detail about how he conspired to kill Tupac and Biggie because Tupac basically had a romantic relationship with Kim, and he got jealous of Tupac and he ordered a hit on him. So not only is he allegedly a murderer, but he's a rapist, pedophile, call it what you want, gay guy, just disgusting. And it sounds like the hands of Satan, right? It sounds like the works of Satan, just disgusting scum of the earth. I hope he gets signed up for, because when you give your soul to the devil, right, for fame, fortune, and whatever, and power, it all comes to an end. And maybe you sacrifice your son or a loved one They say that Michael Jordan sacrificed his dad when he got killed. They say that many celebrities have sacrificed their own children for fortune, fame. I don't know I'm not really big into celebrity news, but the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because money controls people. Money absolutely is the root of all evil. Money has so much power on people's lives that it literally is the God that they worship. And we are not called to cast judgment on others. This could affect you. This could affect you. Imagine that you took a job and you were forced to do something just against your morals. Maybe your boss was gay and he wanted to have sex with you. And you said, nope, I'm not going to do it. But then you actually considered it because that job is the job that feeds your family. And maybe he thwarted you into doing something like that. Well, we don't know the circumstances of Justin Bieber and Young Miami and Jamie Foxx at that time. The list is huge, guys. You have Jennifer Lopez on this party list, TD Jakes, which he's a phony. Most of these prosperity pastors are just fakes, disgusting people, manipulative. And he stepped down. Usher and Pink deleted their Twitter account because they couldn't delete fast enough. Usher is straight gay. Lord knows what kind of pedophilia Pink was into. And Ashton Kutcher. The list goes on. As a matter of fact, let me see what this article says. So this is from the India Times, the Times of India. You know what's interesting about the Indian folk is they actually don't give a flip about who this affects. Their news, they just straight raw dog it, man. Like, they have no conscience when it comes to reporting, especially what was interesting during COVID. I remember Alex Jones was reporting on this, and he used a lot of the stuff from the University of India, where these doctors, I mean, smart people, they actually talked about how COVID was designed. It was a designed biological warfare type of weapon, and it had spike proteins in it. It had literally, coronavirus was full of different diseases, right? So you had SARS in there. You had influenza. You even had an airborne version of the AIDS or HIV strand in it. You had pneumonia built into it. You had all these like diseases built into one like molecule, and that's what the coronavirus was. And they were reporting on it. I remember back in 2020, it got shut down on the internet like quick. And it was an academic study done by the University of India. And they were just like, we don't give a flip. We have no financial, like audience, or we're not puppets. We're just going to lay it all out there because this is what we found through our research. Meanwhile, it's the number one ethnicity of the American doctor right now is Indians. It's, you can't say that they're not smart or they're crazy. And so it's funny that the Times of India, here we go, 4 years later, is straight up like Epstein's list, a list of names. All celebrities with links to P. Diddy and Freak Off Sessions are doing the rounds on social media, alleged. List contains Leo DiCaprio, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Ashton Kutcher, Paris Hilton, Howard Stern, of course, Russell Brand, Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez, Russell Simmons, Usher, Megan Fox. The list goes viral as Usher, Pink deleted their ex posts and theories that Justin Bieber might have been the victim of a Diddy float around. And yeah. So we have a lot of election stuff here. LeBron James was visiting P. Diddy's party.
Everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party. So
yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
I find it interesting that we have all these celebrities. All these celebrities that are big names caught up into these parties. And then we have a huge, huge influential of these people are like icons in their in their communities. So King James, obviously, people look up to him and he could do no wrong and blah, blah, blah. Well, he's a big influence in the black community. And he was one of the first ones to come out on the George Zimmerman Martin deal. And George Floyd, like, if you remember his tweets, he would say, they're hunting us every day. We can't even go for a run without being shot at. Like, completely victim mode. And people loved it. Or when Beyonce says something like, the black community just stops and supports her. She could say whatever she wants. But they're really, really silent on this P. Diddy issue. They're really silent. Is it because they were involved too? And now it hits them and their platform? I don't know. I'm just curious. I'm just curious. And I'll let you guys decide on what you think. And how does this affect your money? Because at the end of the day, it has everything to do with money. Because all these people went to P. Diddy's party because of money. They would do these sexcapades and these unwanted tasks because they wanted the power and they wanted the money. And P. Diddy was handing it out like keys at an Oprah show. And so it all goes to control and money. And it's not just in P. Diddy's party, guys. It's at your workplace. Where in your life is your company telling you to do things that you are against? And you're staying there because it's a cushy salary. You're staying there because it's a cushy job. Well, you don't have the right to complain. You don't have the right to complain. And my prayers go out to you that God speaks to you, that you will have a change of heart, that you could follow not the dollar, but follow your heart and what God has literally called you out to be. I just wanted to talk about that because it's such a huge distraction, even like with the two moons. Even like the two moons. I don't even know much about it. I'm not an astrologist, nor do I really care. I just know it's a blue moon, like Project Bluebeam. But you got an asteroid, and you got a moon, and they're saying there's two moons. So, and it's all during election year. It's amazing what happens when you try to kill Donald Trump and it doesn't work. What other distractions can you do? The question is when we have a false flag, when we have a red herring like this, what is actually happening in the markets? What is actually happening in the stock market? What's happening in legislation? And so I like to look at one of the most woke places I get my information from, just so I know what they're up to. And I present to you the mecca of woke news, which is besides CNN. You guessed it. Yahoo Finance. So here we are, Yahoo Finance. First thing, U.S. may finally have emerged from an economic funk. I had no idea we were in an economic funk. How are we in an economic funk when the stock market's been going up for the past 24 months? We're in an economic funk? Oh, are you talking about that thing called inflation? The real tax on people due to weak-ass Kamala Harris, Joe Bidenomics policies? No, not that. You mean when there's foreclosures all over the place and that there's real estate inventory that's spiked up 89% here in Florida? You mean a HARP-based hurricane that's hit us and we have 8 to 15 storm surges? As I'm recording this right now, Tallahassee is getting murdered and destroyed. How in the world is this happening? How in the world that this is the most conservative arm in the whole United States that is being rigged right now where they don't even have mailboxes. They don't even have mailboxes. Roads are cut off. Roads will be destroyed. They can't even go to a polling place because they know hardworking Americans want, after work, they want to go and poll, right? Go to the polls, put their vote in. It's one way. It's just one way, man. And as you guys know, the mail-in ballots laws are changing as we speak. During all this distractions, the mail-in ballot laws are, they're trying to change it in legislation. If it's not so obvious with all these distractions. Meanwhile, you got to do a good job of protecting your retirement. You got a good job of basically figuring it out yourself because, you know, we all mastered that school of retirement planning school. I'm sure you've been there before. And I'm sure your advisor is an expert at it. And I'm sure he's got you in some bunch of Fidelity funds or some woke funds that are funding the P. Diddy parties, that are funding this woke agenda, the media that owns everything. Now, whether it rolls back to the Jews or the Zionists, whatever you want to call them, it does go back to the Zionists. And look, I'm not anti-Jew. I've said that before. I'm not anti-Jew. I'm not against the Jews. I actually support Israel. I support the biblical Israel. Just because you're a Jew does not mean you're an evil person. You are actually God's children. But there are Zionists that happen to be Jewish, and not all of the Jewish community is evil. Just like not all of pastors are evil. My father's a pastor, you guys know. And there are some evil pastors out there that are definitely wolf in sheep's clothing. And there's some bunch of fake, butt-humping, fat, ugly bastard pastors like T.D. Jakes. Disgusting, man. Absolutely disgusting. You are a fat piece of crap, man. Like, God is going to have his way with you, brother. And rest in peace, dog. Like, I don't know, man. I pray. Actually, no, let me not say that because I really don't mean that. But I didn't want to say I feel bad for you because you deserve everything that's coming your way. God would not be mocked, especially when you're using his money or his name to make your own money. That's just, like, disgusting. Ugh, man, don't get me started with that, man. But the woke agenda is here. Like, they are doing exactly what I spoke about earlier this year, man. Like, they're going to make it look good. They're going to make it look fine, safe, and effective. You remember stupid freaking, what's her name? Oh, my gosh. Janet Yellen. Damn it, Yellen. What did she do about the banks? And we looked at KRE for, like, two quarters straight. What did she say? Oh, the banks are fine, stronger than ever. We're sound and resilient. Meanwhile, we had more banks crash in 2023 than in 2008. We live in a fake artificial time right now. It is apparent to me that when you have this nasty, nasty news outlet really promoting their agenda, you have P. Diddy garbage scandal going on. You have two moon scandals. You have Trump being assassinated. And all this went down when Trump was getting assassinated the second time. They're not even talking about it on the media right now. Like, what in the actual freak, bro? That's stupid. But, you know, the charts don't lie, man. The charts don't lie. So I got this, I'm going to change gears here. We have this hurricane. Like, I was debating to do my weekend podcast today before the hurricane. And then, like, life happens. And I had to go rush to get steaks because I was going to cook steaks tonight for dinner. And I did. Here's a picture of my steaks. I haven't even seasoned them yet. I'm about to throw them in a grill. And, you know, I want to spend time. So now I'm recording my podcast late tonight, thinking I didn't have power or I wouldn't have power. And here I am. I have power. So here I am. I'm recording. But the storm has passed us here in Florida. Here in Oldsmar, Florida, we got some floods. We're praying for our neighbors in Tallahassee. My heart goes out to you guys, man. Holy smokes. You're getting, right now, as I record this, Category 4 storms. You're going to see just like an epileptic destruction over there. Like Mexico Beach 2 years ago. It wasn't never the same. Like, unfortunately, FSU is going to get destroyed. Those people, their homes, it's mandatory citywide, townwide evacuation. Apartments will just be ripped off the ground. Many dorms will be ripped out at FSU. It's going to be devastating in the morning. So you're watching this probably on Saturday. So hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully it's not a lot of damage. But yeah, Category 4, one of the biggest hurricanes has ever touched Florida. I mean, Florida, the panhandle, but America, like top 10 from Mike Weather's page. So if you want a good weather, go to mikesweatherpage.com. He's my former neighbor. He doesn't even know I'm advertising his podcast, but that's where I get my independent meteorology. Because look, the scams with HARP and the scams with the money, it's the same thing in weather. And I'm going to ask him to come on my podcast and just talk about like the weather manipulation and what he sees and talk about hurricanes. He's a wealth of knowledge. Like being his neighbor, it was cool to see like he has his own Doppler in front of his crib, like in front of his yard. Pretty amazing. He's got his own hurricane storm chasing truck. Of course, it's a Chevy. And yeah, he's right now in Tallahassee making it happen, and following him was pretty cool. MikeWeathersPage.com. Pretty cool website. That's where I get all my weather-related news. Awesome patriot as well. And just a common sense country boy, man. So I love him. Yeah, it's just frustrating to see all this stuff happening right next to a Trump assassination. What's next? They're going to like try to bomb his airplane. They're going to try to mess around with his airplane. So this would be like the third attempt, right? First time was right on the ear, where he literally inch away from his brain. Second time was his airplane. The third time was at the golf course. So it's evident that somebody wants him dead, and it will be a full-blown civil war. Speaking of civil war, how many movies is about civil war? It's like they're pre-programming this change of power. They're pre-programming an event that is going to happen. And so the reason why I say that, because quantitatively speaking, I like to look at what's known as the volatility index. And so here we go. I've been talking about the volatility index for a long time. It's the first thing I look at when it comes to, oh man, when it comes to just like market in general, you want to always look at the VIX. So I'm getting sell signals. And basically, for those of you that don't know what the volatility index is, volatility index basically is a fear gauge, a fear and greed gauge. And what that means, guys, is that as soon as, typically speaking, when the volatility index goes down, and has been going down for the past year, we were trading the volatility index October 17th of 2022 at 28. So it was going down every single quarter, just down. That means the market's going up, typically speaking. Now we're starting to see a little bit of a turn here. I get green lights on my short term, midterm, and long term. This is just confirmation. These traffic lights are confirmation that the pressure is on. Like, there's momentum on a shorter time frame, as well as a middle time frame and a longer time frame. So we get that. We get this cross here. That means that we're starting to turn a tide. The cloud is thinning out, meaning the momentum is getting weaker. And if you look, the momentum is huge here. It weakens here, and now it's weakening here. And it's actually reversing. It's going up. There's a reversal. It's like any stock. I mean, it, as long as it hits the all-time bottom, like it hit the bottom here back in February of 20 of 14.69. We got a golden cross here. It skyrocketed all the way. Check it out. So 42.69. Holy smokes. And that's when we had a massive, massive correction in COVID. But here we go, guys. Like, it's starting to creep back up. So that means when it goes up, the market generally goes down. And so they're going to try to manipulate this like crazy. The market's being manipulated so bad right now where I've been wrong. This past quarter, I've been wrong. I said they're going to, I've been right and wrong. I've covered my bases saying that they're going to pump up the stock market. And then I thought it was time recently when we had this pop. Last month we had this pop and I'm like, oh, it's time to sell. It's time to sell. And not quite. It was a head fake. This is what we call a head fake. So I got a head fake. It was around here of, where was it? Yeah, it was around August. It was around August and they did another little head fake and the market just went down like 8%, about 7%. And it was not the right time. So what they're doing, guys, right now is they are pumping up the stock market. So this is the VIX. And like I said, this is the first thing I always look at every single day. Where's the VIX at? And also the S&P, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and the Russell 2000. They're all looking normal and they have bullish power. So that's pretty good that the markets continue to go up. And we are at 1590 on the VIX, but let's pan over to the actual indices and we'll start to see something here. We'll start to see that, yeah, look at this momentum. We got a golden cross back in June. It's still pumping. We got green, all green here. So how is this that the S&P 500 is continuing to rise? But now we have a turn on a volatility index. Guys, this is mixed signals here. We are getting a little divergence here. So whenever we have that divergence happening and the market's going up, get ready because it will crash. It will go down. And for those of you that are listening to this, obviously, this is not investment advice. This should only be used for education and information purposes only. As you know, I love talking about this stuff, but some people get out of hand. Well, you told me to buy the S&P, NASDAQ, blah, 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 and I lost a lot of money. I didn't tell you, Jack, man. I'm just giving you information, right? Just giving you information. So markets are being manipulated. What else is new? All right. Any other charts you guys want me to look at? The other cool thing I wanted to check real quick is, so we had NASDAQ. For those of you that are following me on the TMF trade, hasn't been good lately. Has not been good. But that's okay. That's okay. Because I got my buy signal back in November. And these things do very well. So right now we're at 55.88. If you bought call options at 100, you're probably down a few bucks. But we are turning green and the interest rates are going to go down. And once the interest rates go down even further, this will pop back up. We started getting a momentum and it's a slow momentum. And then it's just going to pop off. Like it will just go to 225, like literally very soon. So right now we're at 55.88. I can't say the word recommendation, but when I was talking about it, it was at 60 and now it's at 55. I even like it better here. Even Harry Dent is talking about TLT, which is, this is three times TLT. So basically when this particular ETF goes up, it goes up three times the amount. When it goes down, it goes three times the losses, the negative. So this is a very volatile trade. Do not put retirement funds in this account and call me up and say, Carl, I lost 20, 30% of my money. I never told you to do that, knuckleheads. I'm saying keep it for information purposes only. Yes, a $10,000 contract buy and 100% or 100 strike price. If it hits the 225, you're looking at $150,000 to $180,000, depending on the time. Yes, that is a potential. But if it doesn't hit that 100 strike price or stock price by January 2026, you lose everything. You lose everything. This is just for somebody that wants to capital appreciate and has a few grand they can discretionary lose. You could lose it all. So I have to say, like, you could lose the money. This is not a guaranteed deal. Am I passionate about it? Yeah. Is it going down right now? Yeah, but it's starting to turn. It's starting to turn. Like, we are, like, this is, I mean, if you think the interest rates are going to go down further, this is a great, great trade. For those of you that want to swing trade, this is not a retirement vehicle. I have retirement vehicles. This is not it. This is for someone that wants to make money now and that can hold for 6 to 12 months while they keep on meeting and they keep on lowering the interest rates to prop up this market so that Kamala could win. Because that's the game. I mean, they want to P. Diddy the whole freaking government. Quite frankly, there is no difference from a P. Diddy party and the freaking government. They all have blackmail on each other, and they're all trying to get power and control over each other. That's why they can't get anything done in Washington, because they all have pedophilia blackmail on each other. They're all doing it with each other. It's disgusting, man. But one thing I do know is that they're predictable, and they're going to try to lower these interest rates to bring up the economy, which is a biggest scam, because once that yield curve uninverts, which is happening now, then that's when all hell breaks loose. And we are in that process of uninverting, where that two-year treasury is now becoming less than the 10-year treasury. So for the past 2 years, the 2 years has been paying higher than the 5 and the 10. So we're going to start to see that two-year treasury go down. That's why when you watch the news and you see the treasury yields with a red arrow pointing up, is because those interest rates are falling. And so you have to be cautious of that right now. So quantitative and qualitatively speaking, it does and doesn't make sense. And let me go back to KRE. So here we go. The banks are fine and resilient and safe. We got a golden cross in July, and here we go, KRE. When I was talking about it, it was around in the 30s. You guys remember that, man? It was like 38. Yeah, boom, check it out. 37.86. I was talking about this back in October of last year. And it was just boom, huge, huge, huge correction. And then spiked back up, and then boom. Wow, that was massive. And they're pumping it up. Here we go. The regional banks, we're at 57, and it's going up. So they're about to pop this one off pretty good, because the banks are resilient, guys. They're safe and effective. Sign up for FedNow program so we can track, trace, and control you into our CBDC. But Carlos, the banks are paying 4.25% on a CD. Are you joking me? Like FDIC, they only have 0.74% of your money in cash reserves. You don't even own the money in the bank. When you put your money in the bank, you don't own it. You legit are a beneficiary, and the only thing you could do is withdraw at their expense, at their rules, at their administration. This is why when you have a crisis, a liquidity crisis like COVID or 08 or 01 or even December 2020 or December 2018, they limit your withdrawals. Call your bank and say, how much can I withdraw my money? And they're going to say, well, you need to set an appointment and give us about 24 to 48 hours notice before you do that. Well, I just want it in cash. And I'll even take $100 bill denominations. See what they say. I'm very curious on what they're going to tell you. You know why? Because they lent your money out 20 times sideways, man. So we got to understand that there's an opportunity. There's there's when you're looking at retirement, there is retirement funds that you want to lock away, put away, do the right thing. Let's have that Albert Einstein treatment. What I mean by that Albert Einstein treatment is, let's just sign up for these type of returns. And those returns are basically what my clients are getting. So you have long-term money. For those of you that are 30, 40 years old, you want to put money away aside into this. This is a great vehicle to just defer. So to give you an example, I myself, 40 years old, I put 100 grand August 11th into one of these accounts. And these are the returns I'm expecting to make. Obviously, past historicals are not indicative of future results, but this is what I'm hoping I can make. And so 100 grand in August 11th, with these type of returns, it should be in 19 more years, about $4.2 million. Now, what if you're 35 years old and you only got 50 grand? Well, by the time you're 55, 60 years old, you should have close over to $1.5 million because you have time. I have some clients that put $1 million into this portfolio and they don't want to touch it. And they're going to have roughly $4 to $6 million inside of 10 years because they're not touching it, because there's no losses, because there's compounding interest. The eighth world wonder that Albert Einstein said, get that compounding interest working for you. Doesn't matter if Kamala or Trump gets in. It doesn't matter if the market goes up or down, because it has a rotator index that can go from commodities to treasuries to NASDAQ to S&P 500. You only need those four sectors, a rotating index that rotates every single day to get you out of Dodge. So you don't have to stand and try to trade and learn how to do all this stuff when it's already set it, forget it, and done for you. Like, this is what I do. I help people retire 15, 20 years from now. And if you're retired, I help you grow those assets so you can pull money away so that you can live off the interest and still have a pot of money to give to your heirs, to give to your family. And in many cases, we're able to grow your money, pull income, and still grow your money even while you're withdrawing it. It's powerful in a principal protected account that will last you your retirement. The average retirement is over 20 years. So if that's you, if you're not confident in your plan, give us a call. We want to help you. 813-448-3446. Again, that is for retirement planning. Everybody should have money set aside for the future. I don't care who you are. You got to set aside money for the future. For those of you that need liquidity, maybe you're business owners, maybe you just need access to money, then there's other programs for you. We call it yellow money. There's smart money. That we have a full room of day traders watching your money, from the manipulated markets to projections to trading in and out of sleeves to ETF models to backstops bigger than that. Just so many backstops that they're built into the portfolios. So imagine you were in 2008 and you had $500,000. By the time you came back, it was May 26th, and you left for a whole month. By the time that you came back, it's 08, you lost half of your money. Your retirement accounts are $250,000. Your broker, who I used to be, your broker could not call you to say, hey, let's sell out because the stock market is collapsing. Well, we no longer have to worry about that. With the fiduciary relationship, the money managers, us, we have a fiduciary responsibility to get you out of the market if there is a crisis. We don't need to call you. We don't need to email you, text you, or nothing. It automatically is built into the portfolio using human day traders as well as AI to give us alerts and indications. So pretty amazing, and you get reports every single week. And we're doing this on a major custodian, so you know who they are, and you can access your account 24/7. So having the ability to have liquidity as well as principal protection and growth is going to give you a sustainable retirement that you can have. And it's a lot easier and a lot safer than just buying precious metals. So I do like precious metals. We recommend Cornerstone. If you do want to buy precious metals, we ask that you reach out to Cornerstone. 888-747-3309. Reach out to them. Let them know I sent you. Scriptures in Wall Street, Carlos Cortez. They're my good friends over there. That's the only place I would trust to buy precious metals. They've been tried and true. My friend Terry over there is a God-fearing man, a patriot, and we definitely need to support him. I wouldn't support any other gold and precious metal dealers. A lot of them are overcharging clients. And so Cornerstone, great relationship I have there. I know I got away from saying that for a while, but I actually lose money. I was telling Terry the other day, I actually lose money because I make 1% a year. That's how I make a living. But when I go and send clients to Terry, I only make a portion of that. So, but it's the best thing for you. If you feel like the banks are going to crash and you don't trust what I'm doing and you want precious metals, I think it's great to diversify into different assets, whether it's real estate, whether it's our covenant process. Our covenant process includes precious metals. We have insurance contract law. We have a liquidity with bank account attachments. And we have precious metals, and we use Terry and Cornerstone to help us facilitate that. So God bless you guys over there. Definitely give them a call, 888-747-3309. Anyways, what I wanted to say is that, guys, we suffer from not flesh and blood, but rulers of darkness, the P. Diddy's of the world, the Zionists of the world, the Luciferians of the world. But one thing that we should be grateful for is our wives. And so I have this this devotion, and I want to apologize to my listeners. I haven't been doing my devotions at the end because I've been so like busy, and this is my fault. I've tried to condense the podcast for under 30 minutes, and I'm never successful at it because there's so much to talk about with the charts and everything. But I just wanted to take 2 minutes. I mean, there's no excuse to even 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes to talk about the devotion, to talk about our Lord and Savior Christ. But more importantly, show gratitude to our wives. For those of you that I know that have been following me for a while, I've been reading this book, Daily Prayers for My Wife. I think us men, we need to fall in love with our wives. We need to love them for who they are. Sometimes the spark goes away because you've been with the same person for 10 years. But this is when we need to turn around and start loving them for who they are. We can choose to add people in our lives. We can choose to delete people in our lives. But we need to love our wives unconditionally. So, for it was you who created her inward parts. You knit her together in her womb. I will praise you because she has been remarkably and wondrously made. Your works are wonderful. Your works are wondrous. And I know this very well, Psalms 139, 13, 14. Oftentimes, people have difficult time truly grasping and embracing the way that God made them as incredible, as wonderful. Unlike words we heard growing up, demanding messages in society, subliminal attacks on outward appearance are also difficult to overcome. Comparison destroys our opinions of ourselves, but God wants us to see ourselves in the positive, loving way He does. He does not want us to puff ourselves up with pride, but to see ourselves in a way that allows us to thrive, grow, and use our gifts and talents for growing His kingdom. That has been my downfall, is I've been extremely prideful in the past, and I do try to put that arrogance, the pridefulness aside, and really, really be humble. And humble doesn't mean, not driving a fancy car, not wearing expensive watches or expensive clothes. Humble means to be grounded. And I think in the Christian church, we get that wrong. We think humble means that, hey, you got to act poor. You got to look poor. And that's not what humble means. And I think the church has gotten that wrong. Humble means to be grounded. Now, God wants to bless us with nice things, and He does. But we have to be grounded. We can't forget where we come from. Humble is dirt. Humble actually means dirt, the earth, and the earth is dirt. And so we are literally just nothing but dirt. You know, our body goes to the dirt, our soul goes up. But it's our outward appearance that we need to be humble. We need to basically be grounded. And so I learned that this past week. And so my prayer today is, if you don't mind, I'm going to say a quick prayer. God, help us to be more humble. God, help us to be loving on our spouses, to kick people out of our lives that don't need to be in our lives, to not be victim of the control of our morals, to not succumb to, you know, the bribery of money, like the P. Diddy or the Washington scenario. We pray that you can speak to us in our lives this weekend, protect our families in this hurricane, protect our families from evilness and priests in wicked places. I pray that the listener on the other end, that their lives could be embraced by your Holy Spirit, that they don't feel shame or guilt, that they just feel a change of heart brewing inside of them. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, God, that you provide all of our needs and that you are our true Lord and Savior. Not Kamala, not Trump, not anybody else, but you, Lord. And you control the weather. You control the economy. You control our lives. You control our salvation. You have the whole world in your hands, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to convict us when we need to be convicted, to change us when we need to change. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity to declare your name on a public airway like this podcast. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you continue to convict me. And when I don't keep you first, Lord, I pray that you smack me and you humble me, Lord. You give me the words to say so that I can speak truth into many, many thousands of families and lives. And God, I just thank you, Lord, for the gift you've given me, God, and all the gifts you've given our listeners. We glorify your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, guys, I appreciate you standing this long with me, and I'm just grateful that my family's safe during this time of fun of this storm. Continue to pray for Florida. A lot of families are being destroyed right now. So, God bless you guys. I'm out of here. Don't forget to like and subscribe us on X and in Rumble. And if you would like a meeting with us, then go to CortezWM.com. You can also scan a QR code and it'll go right to our calendar. But go to CortezWM.com, book an appointment with us. It's just a conversation. Also, we'll send you a free copy of my book. All you got to do is just ask us. And yeah, or you can email me at any questions you have at info@CortezWM.com. God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.